Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. I'm going to talk to Gene Weingarten, writer from Yuma, Arizona. How are you doing today, sir?
I am doing well, thank you.
Yeah, so, the only thing that I see that seems sort of new to me is this Sixth Circuit case, which this looks like this could be sort of tasty. So tell me about this.
Yeah, okay. What happened was that some people were looking at building a gun range in Howell Township, Michigan. And it's a little bit away from any commercial ranges. I think the closest one would be about a half hour away. And this was a former quarry. And former quarries tend to make really good gun ranges because they often are flat at the bottom, and they often have a lot of protection for a backstop. And this particular group, Oakland Tactical, got a ability to buy the property, an option, and they were going to build a range. But the Howell Township didn't allow anybody to build ranges in most of the townships. So they went to the zoning commission, they asked them to change the rules so they could build the range. And Howell Township refused to do so. So then they appealed the case to the Michigan, federal district court that it went to. And the district court said, no, they're not violating the Second Amendment. And they had mentioned in their briefs that Ezel, I think that might be Ezel, case from Chicago, where the Seventh Circuit had ruled that Chicago could not ban commercial gun ranges in Chicago. And then on the third go-around, that was the second Ezel case, there were three of them all together, and on the third go-around, the Seventh Circuit said, you cannot use a complicated regulatory scheme to ban gun ranges in Chicago. Now, the case might be instructive, but it's from the Seventh Circuit, and Michigan is in the, Fifth Circuit. Sixth Circuit. So, then after they went to the appealed it to the Sixth Circuit Appeals Court. And they did that, on March of 2021. Well, then, the decision for the Bruin case in the Supreme Court, which gave a much more reasonable and clear understanding of how you have to judge a case to determine whether it's an infringement on the Second Amendment or not, was published on June 22nd of this year, 2022. So, the Fifth Circuit then vacated the order to dismiss the case from the district judge and sent it back down and said, consider this case again under the Bruin decision. because when you decided this case, you decided it under the old scheme that has now been discredited, and you so you have to decide it under Bruin. So they vacated it and remanded it back to the court, and it's a zoning case. Now, there's two things that the district court has to do in this quick case. First, they have to decide if a ban on a building a gun range is an infringement on the Second Amendment. If it is, then it's over. Basically, it infringes on the Second Amendment. The law is unconstitutional. But if they find that it's not, then it'll be, I am sure, appealed again back up to the Sixth Circuit. And then the Sixth Circuit will decide whether or not a ban on building ranges is an infringement. But if they decide that it's not, or it does impact the Second Amendment, well, they don't have much choice. It's zoning. And zoning didn't really, wasn't a big thing in the U.S. until after 1900. It's a progressive era development. And zoning cases are nearly all means and cases. That I mean, what I mean is they are where local governments restrict land use as a means to an end. We don't want, people to build apartments in this area. We want only single family homes, so we're going to restrict it. But the Bruin decision says you can't use means and arguments in Second Amendment cases. Well, they say you just can't use them in fundamental rights cases, cases that are rights that are protected in the Bill of Rights. And so if they decided that something that they would have decided on means ends, which is what I think they did in the first place,
right?
They can't do it. It's not constitutional. Now, so what I think they'll do is they'll just say at the district level, they'll just say, well, it's not an infringement. But I think that's a pretty hard case to make.
Well, it's going to be a pretty hard case to make now since the Bruin case, yeah.
Right, that's exactly what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Before Bruin, the circuit courts were dancing all around it.
Right.
Well, is it a core part of the Second Amendment, or is it on the outer penumbras of the Second Amendment? Does it really impact self-defense inside the home with handguns? Because that's the core, they were saying. But if it's defense outside the home or practice or an accessory or, anything but actual self-defense inside the home with a handgun, then it wasn't core. And that doesn't make much sense. Justice Thomas and the Supreme Court finally, after a decade and more, schooled them on it and said, no, use the text of the Second Amendment and then use history to see if we generally allowed some regulation because we thought it was reasonable, even under the Second Amendment, or not. Well, it's hard to make the case that zoning was something that was commonly used before 1791 or even in 1868.
Right.
I mean, it just wasn't. There were a couple of things that said, we don't want to have a powder magazine inside city limits. Or don't shoot a gun in the city.
Because of the mules. Might upset the mules.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't want to scare the livestock, and you don't want to maybe inadvertently hit somebody in a densely populated urban environment. But
sure.
Well, but those don't apply here. So I don't think that, I think there's a good chance that this case will say, no, you can't just make gun ranges outlawed. So if I say,
for me right there. We're coming up on the first break. This article is the latest article. It was published on the 10th. It's at amoland.com, where Dean has over 2,000 others, something like it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Frank's Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten. I'm going to presume you got a few things in the pipeline there that just haven't made it to see the light of day.
Yes, that's true. And I have something that I think we could talk about that's very timely. I wrote this a couple of weeks ago, but I don't think we talked about it a lot. And that is in Wisconsin, in Madison, the Dane County Sheriff's Office, and they're going to partner with the Madison Police Department, will be holding a gun. Well, they call it a buyback, but you can't buy back something you never owned. So I call it a gun turn-in. And they're having it at Madison, Wisconsin, at the Alliant Energy Center tomorrow. Starts at 10 o'clock, and it ends at 2 o'clock. And they have the county allocated $50,000 for this event. And about $12,000 of that will go to pay overtime for the deputies and the police officers, which some retired officers tell me will be very much appreciated by them. And this is going to be held at the Alliant Energy Center, which is part of the Madison, I think it's called the Energy Center Complex now, but when I lived in Madison, we just called it the Coliseum, and it's a pretty good-sized complex on sort of the southeast side of the Isthmus, which is, Madison has several lakes, so the Isthmus is between the lakes. And they're going to try to prevent private buyers from purchasing at this event because they won't allow the, say, solicitation on the grounds of the Alliant Energy Center. But my suspicion is that private buyers will set up at the entrances where they're legally allowed to do so and offer more money than what this program will offer. Now, I spent... let's just say way too much time living in Madison and Dane County as I got a couple of degrees there at the University of Wisconsin. And in spite of the fact that it's one of the most leftist or liberal policies in Wisconsin, there are a lot of hunters and shooters in the area. After all, they aren't all University of Wisconsin students, and they aren't all government employees. And even those that are, a fair number of them like to hunt and shoot. And then, as they get older, they lose some interest, and they start giving away their firearms, or they die, and the guns are inherited by somebody else. And the somebody else may not have any interest in guns at all. And these guns tend to gather dust in closets and corners. And then somebody says, oh, hey, there's a gun turn-in program. Well, they'll use that discredited Orwellian term, buyback. And they'll give you, $100 for your, Browning Auto 5 or your Benelli Super Auto or maybe that target grade Remington 22 rifle that you never shot, your grandfather loved. Or maybe a Model 99. There used to be a lot of Model 99s. It was a very popular rifle in Wisconsin. You know, the Savage 99, that classic rifle they don't make anymore, and now it's going upwards of $700 to $1,000 a copy. So, there are going to be, I suspect, a fair number of people turning in these heirloom firearms that they don't know anything about. And Dane County Sheriff's Department, in their generosity, is going to offer $250 for assault rifles. I don't expect very many of them to be turned in. Then $200 for ghost guns. You know, you'd think there'd be, in Madison, Wisconsin University, you'd think there'd be some people talented and with some 3D printers.
Right.
They follow that Texas example. And then $100 for rifles, shotguns, and pistols. Now, that's where I'm talking about that Browning Auto 5. I've seen guns like that turned in. I've seen Model 12. I've seen, Ithaca Model 37. Oh, gosh, I've seen some of the Remington Nylon 66s, which are great 22 rifles. Lots of good 22 rifles get turned in at these events because they're a common fire. And then any pistol, they're going to give you $100 for. Well, gee, that's pretty hard to find any pistol that works for under $100.
Yeah.
Now, here's the big one. Don't know which genius, probably somebody at Bain County Sheriff's came up with this. Well, you know those revolvers? They're kind of like antiques, and nobody wants them anymore, so we'll give $50 for any revolver turned in. I guess you never heard of a Model 29 Smith & Wesson. You know, what are they going for? About $800, $900, $1,000. I forget. The price has gone up a good bit.
I don't know.
Any working Smith. Any working Smith & revolver is probably going to worth it at least $300. But they'll give you $50. So I suspect that there are private buyers who will be able to look at some of these guns. They could get some pretty good deal. Now, in their announcement, well, actually, I interviewed the person who is the public affairs officer, I think, for the Dane County Sheriff's Office, a very nice lady named Elise, and we talked a good bit. She was very helpful, and she said she didn't know of the last time that they had one of these events. So that means there should be a pool of guns that people, you know, and people who would turn them in available. And she agreed that the definitions were kind of fluid. They weren't that easy. You know, what is an assault weapon or assault rifle? Well, we could agree on a definition, I think, but I'm not sure the Sheriff's Department could. So she said they're going to kind of leave it up to the individual officer to see if it meets the definition or not. And so they are going to run this event starting at 10 o'clock until 2 p.m. But since they're using $12,000 for overtime and they had $50,000 to start with, they probably don't have more than about $40,000, because they probably get a few donations, of gift cards to give out. We've seen these things run out in 2 to 3 hours. So it's also likely that they'll run out of gift cards before they run out of people wanting to turn in guns. And in my experience...
Hang on there for me, if you will. We'll pick this up on the other side. That was getting funny. We'll be right back talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump is denying a Washington Post report that claimed FBI agents were looking for classified documents about nuclear weapons when they raided his Mar-a-Lago home in Florida on Monday. Writing on his Truth Social platform, quote, "Nuclear weapons is a hoax, just like Russia. Russia was a hoax." Referring to a special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into possible collusion between Trump's 2016 campaign and Russia. The former president also called the officials involved in the search of his Palm Beach property as sleazy. This denial of the article's reporting comes after Trump said he would not oppose a move to make the warrant public. This is USA Radio News. The Louisiana Supreme Court has denied an appeal filed by plaintiffs in the ongoing legal battle over the state's abortion ban, allowing the ban to stay in effect. The ruling marked a major blow to abortion rights advocates and providers who had hoped that the ban would be blocked for the third time. House Democrats want to proceed with the Inflation Reduction Bill.
Without understanding the fiscal impact on the American people, House Democrats forge ahead with the Manchin-Schumer social spending and taxation plan called the Inflation Reduction Act, which is considered by many to be misleading. The bill will add 87,000 new IRS agents. According to the Congressional Budget Office, a nonpartisan agency that analyzes the impact of legislation on the budget, says it will be weeks before an updated analysis can be completed on the bill. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to writer Dean Weingarten. We were just talking about a buyback that he has written about. So do we need to move on,
well,
or has that
gonna,
still got some stuff?
There's a little bit more that I think we can talk about there, and that is that it's legal. Well, it should always. I think this is another thing the Supreme Court eventually will settle. There's no history before 1900 of making it illegal for private people to get approval by the government before they can sell their firearm to another private person. And there are now some states like California, and I think New Jersey and maybe New York. No, New York, I think it's not apparent. Well, with the new bill they passed, where you're not allowed as a private person to sell your firearm to somebody else until you get permission from a government agent. Basically, you have to go to a government-approved gun dealer, and then you have to ask for permission, and they go to the computer or get on the phone, and then get a bunch of information from you and your prospective purchaser. And then they'll tell you whether or not you can sell the firearm. But that has no history behind it. The closest would be the New York City Ordinance, the Sullivan Act. I think that was passed in 1911 and then revised a couple years later in 1913. And that law has already been shown not to be historical enough to pass the standards under Bruin. So, I don't see how these laws that forbid private people from selling firearms to another private person can stand scrutiny under Bruin, but nobody seems to be challenging that quite yet. My point was that in the late 1970s, Madison, Wisconsin passed a local ordinance saying that you could not sell pistols, handguns specifically, inside the city limits of Madison. And I happened to know that there were a couple of gun shops that promptly moved outside the city limits of Madison. And I became fairly decent friends with a fellow who set up what's called the Castle Rock Gun Shop, which was, I think, about 50 feet outside the city limits of Madison. He saw it as an opportunity. And so if you wanted to buy a handgun from somebody else, you both would hop in the car for 5 minutes, get outside the city limits, complete the transaction, and come back inside. Now, that's not very practical for this gun-turn-in event that's going to happen tomorrow at 10 o'clock. But, fortunately, Second Amendment activists have been busy in Wisconsin, and they passed a preemption law in Wisconsin that made that ordinance unenforceable. Because they say only the state can pass those kind of laws, and that is no longer in effect. And from 2011, there was a legal update on the Madison police system that said the Madison Police Department says, while these ordinances remain on the books, most of them prohibiting the sale of firearms, et cetera, are unenforceable in Madison because they are would be violating state law. So as far as I know, and while I am not a lawyer, I have looked at these, I believe it would be legal for people to purchase handguns from those who wanted to sell them inside the city limits of Madison. And a few years ago, oh gosh, it's been a while, 8 years ago, 2014, there was a similar event to this in Milwaukee. And I happened to be there at that event. I didn't buy anything myself, but I saw some very nice guns purchased by private purchasers at that event in Milwaukee. There were plenty of police around, and the police did not question the ability of private buyers to solicit sales, you know, cash for guns. Now, they're going to try and do that on the premises in Madison, so I probably would not solicit sales on the premises of the Alliance Energy Center, but just outside I might. And who knows what nice firearms you might end up with. There's been some very nice ones that have been collected at a gun turn-in event in Phoenix. Getting further back, a couple years before that, I think it was 2012, I was covering that, and the event had officially ended. They'd run out of gift cards, just like I suspect they will in Madison. We'll see. We should know by the end of tomorrow, probably, to be reported on. A guy in a red, red convertible. Yeah. And he pulled up, and I said, oh, the event's over. Anybody want to buy this rifle? And he held up an old Springfield Model 87, and I grew up with one of them rifles, so it had some sentimental attachment for me. So I said, I'll give you $40. And I transferred two $20 bills, and he handed me the rifle, and he said it had been his mother's, but they wanted to get. He said, I've got plenty of other guns, but I want to get rid of this one. After I got it back, I understood the trigger was not very good, and the action was rather stiff. But I am a fairly accomplished gun plumber in that I can do crude gun repairs. I don't claim to be a gunsmith. And so I worked on that thing for a little bit, and now the trigger is beautiful, and the action is quite smooth. And so I got a very nice classic .22 rifle for $40 and a little bit of elbow grease.
There you go.
And I'm hoping that people are able to do the same at this event in Madison. I would love to have been there, but I don't think I could convince Freddie Real to spend a couple thousand dollars to send me to cover the event.
Oh, I'm sure he's got that. I mean, you know, he doesn't go very many places nowadays.
You know, I should have asked. I just didn't, it's too late now. It's going to happen tomorrow morning. I couldn't get a flight, but I should have asked him. I should have said, gee, you know, don't you want better coverage on this? I can get some good pictures. We'll make great story. Yeah, you know, maybe I can do that for a different event.
I'm sure that's only valet parking money for him.
Well, it's hard to know, you know.
You can tell him I said that if you want to. That's
That would be a very good argument for me, wouldn't it?
Yes,
you know, I have it on high authority, you know, that you have. This is just chump change to you. Valet parking money, I'm told. So, you know, I'm sure this would make a great story, and you'd love to have Amel Ann have it.
You know, he's got to be spending so much more than that for that breakfast every year at SHOT Show. So what is he, does he want content or does he want eggs? So we're coming up on the last break. This article that Dean has just referenced is not published yet. But if you want to see the details to it.
That was published a couple weeks ago. It's published on July 29th.
I stand corrected. It is there. Amelan.com, it along with over 2,000 other articles written by Dean Weingarten himself, not to mention the many thousands of others that are cataloged there. There's even a few by me. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten. And where do you want to go now? Because, you know, I don't know. I don't know what else we might have skipped.
Well, here's one that I had a lot of fun with, and I think it's also useful and may eventually even be mentioned in a Supreme Court case. And that is, you know, the Supreme Court, we've talked a lot about the Bruin decision, which is probably going to be the seminal Second Amendment decision for a while to come. And they said in Bruin that the proper way to determine restraint on the exercise of Second Amendment rights, because all rights have some restraints, you're not allowed to libel and slander or do false advertising under the First Amendment. I mean, at least there are restraints on doing it.
Right.
And so on the Second Amendment, there are some restraints, too. You're not allowed to take a pistol with you when you're sent off to prison, for example. So how do we determine what restraints are proper under the Second Amendment? And in Bruin, they said, well, we have to look at the text of the Second Amendment first and see what that allows. Well, you know, to shall not be infringed doesn't allow much. And it does talk about arms and bearing them. So you might argue that, you know, a 2,000-pound cannon might not be covered. But the other way, they said, was let's look at the history of what was being allowed as regulations on guns when the Second Amendment was ratified in 1791. And then also they said it's maybe not quite as important, but it's also worthwhile to look at the history of when the 14th Amendment was ratified in 1868. So if you're going to look at, you know, what was being done to regulate firearms and what was allowed at those time periods, you could argue that if we have something very similar to that, it would be allowed today. So I was looking at traveling particularly, and I said, see, you know, there's these laws that were some of the stricter ones that didn't last for very long, but they pretty much accepted travel. You know, you can't bear an arm here, or you can't have it concealed, except if you are traveling. And while I was doing research on that, I came across a famous mural in the U.S. Capitol. I mean, it's a huge painting. It's very famous by a famous artist. And it's, I think it's 10 feet by 30 feet, or maybe 10 by 20. No, I'm off. 20 feet tall, 30 feet wide. So it's huge. Big mural by Emmanuel Luzzi. And it was painted, finished by 1863. And I think that it was actually painted 1861 or 1862. So that's pretty close to the ratification of the 14th Amendment in 1868. And it's this gorgeous painting. And it's talking, the title of it is Westward the Course of Empire Takes Its Way. And I looked at it. I said, you know, there's a fair amount of guns in that painting. So here's these people moving westward. And, gee, they're carrying guns. And I counted up the guns. There's about, I think, 32 people altogether in the painting. 19 of the men, 8 women, and there's 5 children, including a couple of babies. And there's a dozen firearms in the painting. Now, most of them are long guns. I think 10 of them are long guns, but there's also 2 handguns. One, I couldn't tell if it's, you know, a muzzle-loading single or double barrel. And the other one is pretty clearly a revolver. And, you know, revolvers were pretty commonly used, especially by the military in 1861 and 2. So it's reasonable to believe it would be a revolver. And so at least when they commissioned this painting, and I didn't see a single uniformed military person in the painting. These are all basically ordinary citizens. Well, probably they're a little more courageous and maybe a little more commonsensical or whatever, because they're traveling to the west. You know, they got Conestoga wagons, and they got ox teams, and they got horses. There's a few dogs in the painting, and there's one what appears to be a boy on top of one of the oxen with a bow and arrows and a rabbit he's recently shot, and a couple of the people on horseback with boots have got boot knives in their boots. So it shows Americans moving, and they were armed. And, you know, it wasn't like it was illegal or not expected, because they put it in this painting that is essentially a visual representation of American hope, dreams, and policy in the Capitol of the United States, in the House Grand Staircase. So it's pretty hard to look at that and say, you know, it's long history in the United States that we don't allow people to have guns. Well, I'm hoping it gets mentioned at some time. And there's more, too.
Listen, Dean, you can't be trying to confuse these people with facts and logic, though.
Yeah, you're so right.
They're not really interested in that stuff anymore, I don't think, given what... You know, I mentioned this, and I've just got a few minutes left, so I just want to run this past you. There's been... You've seen the talk that maybe this Mar-a-Lago raid was meant to try to precipitate or cause us to get violent on the right. Have you seen that?
I have seen that, and I don't discount it. It might be one of the motives.
But here's my thing about that thought process. That is the stupidest thought process I've ever heard of. These people that default to violence know nothing about it.
Oh, I agree with you.
They don't know anything about it.
Most of the people on the left have very little familiarity with violence or managing violence. And they seem to test, generally, people in the military and people who have actual experience. I agree with you. and that's what makes it somewhat plausible to me that they might want that. Because they're playing with fire. They're playing with, they're literally chopping away at the pillars that support the Republic and think that when it all falls down, nothing's going to hit them.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, isn't it? That's the big thing. And that's, but the other thing is this. They don't, like I said, when I say they don't know anything about violence, they don't understand. I doubt there's very many veterans groups that are going to get out there and lead the left, you know?
I would agree with you. I do agree with you. I don't have to say I would. I do.
So I just I find that quite amusing, that little supposition that they're throwing out there. Plus, especially when you consider that people like me and you that know what we're doing, when we go out into the woods, we carry guns in case the bears come.
Yeah, I got an article coming up on bears. And I'll just say this. It's sad, but we recently had a case in Canada, in one of the parks there, where it appears a person defended himself against a black bear with a 20 gauge, and now there's all kinds of charges being filed against him.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for joining me today. We'll do this on Tuesday, hopefully, and have a good weekend.
You too. It's been wonderful.
Outstanding. We'll be back on Monday. Between now and then, remember this. Never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible with a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation. ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.